safe to assume this is going to be a rather unforgettable day in the jungle. Welcome to the program. I am Jim Rome. A tremendous Thursday to you. And I'm frankly not sure how we get all the show in today that I need to get in today. Before the big story broke this morning, I had concerns about getting all of the show in today that I had to get in today. But then the big story broke this morning, which I will get to momentarily, but I'm sure, unless you're under a rock, you already know. Let me start you with your telephone number, because clearly you're going to want that today more than ever before. 1-800-636-8686. I'm not here to celebrate anything. I'm not here to stomp all over anybody's grave, but I know you are. I know you clones. I know what you'll do. And I know there's no stopping you. I will do my very best to contain and control and acknowledge. But I know this is a big day for a number of you. Let me tell you what the plan was coming into today. The plan was to start you off with an open phone. And is this really a good idea? An open phone first hour. 1-800-636-8686. Who knows? Maybe it will be. Start dialing right now if you know what you want to talk about. And the lines are ringing already. If you want to hit me up on the X platform, that works too, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. In the meantime, three of my favorite people in the world, not two, but three, were already booked to appear on the program today. And I'm going to run this thing down. And incredibly enough, they're going to go back to back to back to back. So if there's something, well, with a beef segment in the middle of it. So if there's something you want to get to, you want to get to it right now. 1-800-636-8686. In terms of the interviews, the first hour is open. Top of hour number two, former Major League manager Terry Francona joins us. Tito, of course, one of my favorites. Right after that, one of my best friends in the world, Kevin Frazier, joins us. He was already booked. The beef segment is going to be a shorter beef segment. It's not going to be one of the ones that we start at the top of the third hour and just run out as far as we can. It has a hard out. It's a shorter segment. So if you want to partake in the beef segment, you better be dialed in. You better be tight. 1040. 1040 beef. Top of hour number three. The head coach of the two-time defending champion UConn Huskies, Dan Hurley. All of that, and then the top story. So I've got to find a way to jam all that in 3 hours. That should be interesting. Once again, 1-800-636-8686. So what am I talking about? In the event that you somehow missed it, I can't say that I expected to start here. I definitely had a killer program planned for today. Don't get it twisted. I just did not plan to begin the show talking about a killer today. I can't say that I expected to start with Oge this morning. I can't say that I ever expected to start another show with Oge ever again. And yet, for some weird reason, I can't really say that I ever expected Oge to die either. Yeah, I know. That seems like a weird thing to say. It's strange, but I just didn't see it coming at all. You know why? The monsters never seem to die. The great ones never seem to live long enough. Except the monsters never seem to die off. Except in this case. Because O.J. Simpson is in fact dead. At 76. I never even knew he had cancer. So I'm not going to make my joke about how dead. I didn't even know he was sick. But the fact of the matter is, I never even knew he was sick. I did not know he had cancer. But inevitably, that's what got him. Prostate cancer. And listen, cancer sucks. Cancer is the worst thing ever. Cancer affects way more than just the person whose body it destroys. I know this firsthand. We all know this firsthand. So what I want to do is I want to make sure that I acknowledge Oge's family, a.k.a. the people who had nothing to do with any of his violent crimes. So my condolences to them. And I'm serious about that. The ones that had nothing to do with him being the monster that he was, or the violent crimes that he committed. Also, congratulations, seriously, to the Goldman family. These poor people have been waiting for this day for 30 years now. The Goldman family might be having their best day in 30 years right now, because their last 30 years were wrecked by this knife-wielding psycho. The Browns, too. Listen, I'm not trying to pile on. I'm not going out of my way to speak ill of the dead. It's just inevitable.
Inevitable.
When you brutally murder two people and you get away with it, people are going to point that out when you bite the dust. And I'm not going to tell those people they're wrong if they do that, because they're not wrong if they do that. Just like there's nothing I can do to stop the avalanche of reaction that I'm sure to get today of people dunking on this dude, dancing on his grave, before the man is even actually in his own grave. You see, Oj, through no fault of my own, I've done everything I could to prevent it. Oj has been arguably the main character on this show over the past 30 years. And it's not because he was an incredible football player. It's because he murdered two people and he got away with it. At least in criminal court. Civil court found this dude guilty as hell. Probably because he was guilty as hell. And that's probably why he also published a book, quote, If I Did It, all about how he totally did it. I just have to wonder, were there teenage social media influencers hovering around his bed this morning saying, wakey, wakey? Because if so, Oj was unresponsive this time. Wakey, wakey. I mean, those morons were probably like, no, no, wakey, wakey. Seriously, old man, get up. You're ruining our viral video. We have content we got to push out. TikTok is waiting. You see, the joke only works if people think that you're about to wake up and double murder them. But saying wakey, wakey to some dead dude is not going to play on Instagram stories or TikTok or anywhere else. It's only going to freak people out. I mean, they're like, for real, Oj? No, really, wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey. Dopes. And let me get out in front of this, clones. Yes, I can't help but wonder, what his old coach Bill Walsh would say right about now? I know what I would ask Bill Walsh. I would ask, hey, Bill Walsh, did you kill OJ?
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
That I was what?
Now, in fairness, Bill Walsh, he's got a pretty good alibi. He didn't do it. You know how I know he didn't do it? He's no longer with us either, and hasn't been for quite some time. I can tell you this much. Being dead is a way, way, way better alibi than, quote, I packed my bags, I made a phone call, I took a shower during the 90 minutes that those two people were murdered. Oh, and my good friend Cato says that he did not see me come or go. Just imagine that, hey, Bill Walsh phone call, if it happened this morning. Hey, Juice, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Juice? No, buddy, I can't hear you. I'm dead.
Hi, good show, dude.
Frankly, Ron and Nicole,
yes, I can hear you, buddy,
have the same alibi as Bill Walsh right now because, I mean, frankly, if they didn't, they might be persons of interest in OJ's death. Remember, OJ tried to warn us that even though Ron and Nicole are physically dead, it's almost like they were the real murderers.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
What an all-time statement. Ron and Nicole are physically dead, but it's almost like they killed me.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
What?
Like y'all got this twisted. They're not the victims. I'm the victim. They're not victims. They're dead. I'm the one who has to live with all this. Those two are dead. They're lucky, man. They're napping it out. I'm the victim here. I'm the one who has to live with those two taking a dirt nap. I'm the victim. Yet, no, they didn't, Oj. Quote, Ron and Nicole are physically dead, but it's almost like they killed me. Actually, they didn't. Prostate cancer got you. Ron and Nicole are physically dead and have been because you got them. Ron and Nicole are physically dead, and now so are you. And on a beef day of all days. I got a beef. This is actually a universal beef. I think everybody can get behind this beef. My beef is, in fact, with cancer. Cancer is the worst thing in the world. But, let me speak for the clones. But, also because, quote, I wanted to be the one to take Oj out, signed everybody. At least I don't have to ever worry about running into him on the strip. And at least nobody else has to ever worry about running into one of his knives ever again. Look, I know you clones are going to have a field day with this. And obviously there's not a damn thing I can do about it to stop you. Just know that the only reaction, if any at all, that I'm looking forward to is the statement from Ron and Nicole's ghosts. Because Ron and Nicole's ghosts actually follow me on the X, believe it or not. And they follow me under the handle at @sore_throats_. That's a real handle, a real account that hits me up. And at @sore_throats_ routinely participates in this program. And I would never tell the ghosts of Ron and Nicole what to say in a moment like this. However, if I were running the handle of @sore_throats_ today, I'd probably just say something like this. What a shame. Now Oj will never be able to find the real killer. Now, the Simpson family itself that I acknowledged earlier, I said I actually have condolences for them. For the ones who had absolutely nothing to do with this psychopath other than blood. All right, bad choice of words. Other than they were related. They've issued the following statement. On April 10th, our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asks that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace. You would like privacy and grace.
Private.
Oh, okay. You're asking for privacy and grace. Yeah, I think the response is going to be somewhere along the lines of, you mean the same sort of privacy and grace that he afforded the Brown and Goldman families when he took their loved ones from them? Sure, anything you want, Simpson family. Except that. So this is a very, very odd day and a very strange day and a very bizarre day. And I would do my very best to try to control the reaction to this. But then again, one, I know I have no choice or chance. And number two, we're talking about O.J. Simpson. You know how it is when people pass away, that a lot of their sins are forgiven or forgotten, and that time heals a lot of wounds, and that weirdly enough, O.J. became this sort of celebrity to a new generation. There's certain sins and wounds, however, that will never be forgotten. Sins and wounds like decapitation, murder, and the like. But no, I woke up this morning thinking, man, we got ourselves a show. I've got Terry Francona, I've got Dan Hurley, I've got Kevin Frazier, I've got the Beef segment. Oh, and then this. I have an update on the Kentucky coaching situation. Thoughts on John Calipari showing up in Fayetteville in red. I mean, incredible. I had so much show, and then this. But sometimes you got to follow the news, right? And react to it. That's my reaction. Hey, Tommy, let me check in with you before I go to break. Kind of curious, Jock. Kind of curious how your morning's going.
Been hectic.
Been hectic. Been awkward. How is the reaction so far?
Clearly a big day in the jungle, and there has been an avalanche of reaction, and then combine that with a beef day. Combine that with the national championship winning coach coming on.
No, wait. You mean they're interested in reacting to the news, the story of the day?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to some of that. Have fun. Just wanted to check in with you before we got really heavy into this.
They're calling it Juice Miss, Jim.
Juice Miss. All right, so it started already. Merry Juice Miss. That's the first I've seen of that. Juice Miss.
Juice Miss in the jungle.
Juice Miss in the jungle. The 12 days of Juice Miss. Juice Miss. Incredible. All right, so it's Juice Miss. Hey, on top of this, I've got the two-time coach or defending national champion coach, Dan Hurley, coming on. I've got one of my best friends in the world, Kevin Frazier, coming on. I have one of my favorite managers ever, Terry Francona, coming on. I have one of my favorite segments ever, the Beef segment. And on top of all that, Juice Miss? Hey, Parody Larry, I don't need a song from you about Juice Miss, the 12 days of Juice Miss. Wow, it's going to be a day. I can feel it already. O'Reilly Auto Parts can take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. Veriscan is a free service that pulls from over 600 million vehicle scans confirmed by ASE certified technicians to provide a simple report and possible fixes. The professional parts people can recommend a repair shop if necessary. O'Reilly Veriscan, a free check engine light testing program available exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Get the parts and the service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
All right, so once again, the way it's setting up, I've got Terry Francona, top of hour number two. Kevin Frazier, right after that. The Beef segment is at 10:40. It's the middle of hour number two. So it's not going to be as long as it normally is. So if you're thinking beef, you want to get in right now and you want to make it tight and you want to make sure that it's concise. It's going to be a shorter segment. Dan Hurley, top of hour number three. And of course, the big story. O.J. Simpson has passed away after a battle with cancer. So the reaction, much like you'd expect, let's get right to it. Quickly, some written reaction, then to the phones. At Duke underscore Kook, 13507 writes, "We'd like to start our Juice Miss morning with a tall glass of No J. Good riddance." Signed, the Brown and Goldman families. You clones have already glossed it or coined it Juice Miss. Merry Juice Miss. This one even brought Blaze out of the woodwork. At Blaze in KC, quote, RIP Juice. He lost his battle with cancer, probably because you can't kill cancer with a knife. Hey, Rome, today is a terrible day. No one knows what it's like to gain someone. Signed, Satan. Brian in the ATL. At underscore karate. Quote, today deserves a deca, yeah.
Karate.
How about this? These are back-to-back now. J-Rock, my beef is that we won't be hearing from Slash in Brentwood anymore. Duke in Vancouver. There was actually a guy who would call the show as Slash in Brentwood. And then I kid you not, the very next thing that shows up on my screen, at Statical Plain, quote, Mary Juicemiss, Jim, can you ask Coach Hurley why he's such a cutthroat coach and ask how he murdered the spread in the tournament 2 years in a row? Dude is an absolute killer and just dismembered every team he came across. Thanks. Signed, Slash in Brentwood. So maybe he is still around. Scott in AR wants in. Check this guy out. I'm going to read this as it's written and do my best to carry a tune. Slashing through Nicole on one warm April day. All the fields they go as the blood will spray. Mary Juicemiss. I think you have an idea how today is going to go. Thankfully, I have lots of interviews and lots of segments already filled up. Otherwise, I'd be getting that all day long. Slashing through Nicole on one warm April day. All the fields they go as the blood will spray. Mary Juicemiss. Scott in AR. All right, let's go to the phones. Scott. Great Scott. All right. Why don't we go to Hollywood? Why don't we go to Mark in Hollywood? A mainstay in the Smack Off. A jungle icon. Mark in Hollywood. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Jim. It is O.J. Simpson. I killed that Mark in Hollywood black bastard. Anyway, remember we used to jump through the airports? And I was jumping over bodies. I actually killed those bodies, Jim, just like I killed Mark in Hollywood. Now, Jim, you might think, saying, hey, I thought you lost your battle. Well, the thing about battles is if you murder somebody before the battle, it's not really murder. It's called war. I know that to be true because I've murdered two people my entire life. Anyway, is this a segment for the big head bets? Because I bet James Kelly's head would look great on my mantle next to a lot of other white folk. But I love that bastard Monk in Hollywood. Anyway, Jim, I think I should be on the Big Head Bets segment. Because, honestly, if you think about Big Head Bets, it would look great on my mantle, just like you, Jim Rome. I thank you so much for letting me speak beyond the grave. I am out.
Wow. Dude, how did you make it through that call, Mark? How did any of us make it through that call, Mark? This is what happens when you murder a couple of people and you get away with it. People turn it into a joke, a punchline. They turn it into that. Never has death been so funny to so many people. Death normally is not funny to anybody. Death is death. Yeah, I know. Ask Ron and Nicole. It's insane. I'm going to guess that, and again, because I've got three guests in a beef segment, it's going to usurp a lot of the real estate in the jungle. But I'm going to guess that we're never going to have a day like this ever again. And if it was just wide open, I can guarantee there would never be a day quite like this in the jungle. Let's go to San Diego quickly, Max. It's good to have you, Max. How are you?
Romy Rome. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Max. How are you?
Yeah, well, I've been listening to you since 94. I Alvin took my call at 8:55. He's like, what do you want to talk about? And I said, this is going to be the greatest day in the history of the jungle. And I said, because I have a beef with straight razors and Hertz cars. And I just want to wish you and Jano Merry Juicemas. And I'm 44 years old. Out.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Listen, clones, I know you're really happy with yourselves for coming up with this phrase, Juicemas. I don't need every one of you calling me up to wish me a Merry Juicemas, much less dragging Dodger Jano into it. I want to wish you and DJ and Rogues and Jake a very Merry Juicemas. Nobody's running down the stairs on Juicemas morning looking at all the presents underneath the trees. There are no machetes underneath the tree. There are no steak knives. There's no gloves that don't fit. No stolen memorabilia. Dodger Jano does not have a thing where she sends out her famous Juicemas cards to everybody. And everybody who's ever received one of her Christmas cards knows of which I speak. I'm not calling Cato up today for his reaction. Do not come in here and wish me a very Merry Juicemas. Again, I can't stop you from doing what you're going to do on your platforms. I can't stop you from posting on X. Nor would I try. Man, I don't know that I've ever seen you clones as happy about anything as A, this dude going in the ground, and B, you coining it Juicemas. Why don't we try Philadelphia? Mike in Philly, one more before I go to break. It's good to have you. Mike, how are you?
The unreleased obituary before I read it. Class to the Browns and the Simpson, Brown and the Goldman family's incredible class. That horrible Judge Ito who was bringing in, remember the celebrities? He'd bring in the celebrities. He thought it was funny that he's doing a murder trial. But let's get to the obituary. So O.J. Simpson died surrounded by his murder weapons, his gloves, his total cowardice, and it's a great day. There should be a national holiday, Romy, Coward Gone Day. And instead of putting him in the ground, is there a way they can just dump him over a hill, like into a trash heap?
I mean, I guess physically, Mike, there is a way they can do that. I don't think that's how that's going to go. But I feel you. I understand. You know what I wonder? I wonder, you know, because generally when something like this happens, there's got to be somebody who's going to rise up and say, hey, you know what, man? This is really, really not cool. This is really, really disrespectful. This is really, really out of line. Never mind that he murdered two people in cold blood and got away with it. But I'm waiting on that one person to say, you know what, Rome? This is why you represent all that's wrong in the media. This is why you're just a bad dude. This is why I'm just waiting on that one person who means it. Because every double murderer has one. There will be one person, I'm sure. I just haven't seen it yet. Not one. Like, that guy was already in the middle of his ramp of when I picked him up. He was pissed. Like, he wasn't making light of that. He's mad. Never mind putting him in the ground. Can we just dump him over some hill into a waste site? As far as Coward Gone Day as a national holiday, that's not going to play. I hate to say it. It's just not, quote, juicy enough. Thanks, Alvy. Juicemas is amusing. As amusing as anything can be on a day like this, because I don't want to disrespect the Goldmans and the Browns who have had to live this utter hell for decades.
No disrespect.
But Juicemas is pretty amusing. Gone Coward Day, not so much. If you want to turn it into a national holiday and you want to come up with a name for it, I'm not soliciting that. I'm not going to rush to X with a poll question. Should this be a national holiday? What should we call this as a national holiday? But I know you clones will do what you're going to do. And if you're going to do what you're going to do, well, do it better than that. But my man was pissed. I would say to you, if you can discuss this responsibly, let's go ahead and do so. But I'm not even going to say that. Why waste my time? There's not a shot in hell we're going to discuss this responsibly. Now, if I happen to come across a responsible submission, you know I'll put it out there. But I'm not going to demand that. This thing is so much bigger than me. Do you think that if I could have put a stop to this, I would have 25 years ago? I've never been able to control this. I've never been able to put a stop to this. Somebody once said, I can't remember who it was, but somebody once wrote a column, and this was a long, long time ago, a takedown of the jungle. And the author or the columnist said something along the lines of, yeah, you know, Rome. Let me tell you about Rome. Rome thinks that old OJ resets are funny. Actually, Rome, speaking for Rome, since I am Rome, and I think I'll go third person on this one, Rome has never thought that was funny. Rome has just never figured out a way to delete them as quickly as they come in. The clone nation's fascination with Oge is much bigger than Rome. Rome can only control so much, and Rome has never been able to control that. Why do you think Rome is speaking in the third person right now? So no, that was never my idea of a show. That was never my idea of humor. That was never my idea of this is what I want to be known for. This is my brand. This is you clones who far outnumber me. And this is just me. This is me as one person fighting a much bigger war. And now he's gone. And you think now I'm going to put my foot down? I've tried for 25 years. It's much bigger than me. So we'll play it out. Again, Terry Francona, top of the hour. Kevin Frazier at 10:20. If you want to play this through the beef segment, that's at 10:40. Dan Hurley at 11 o'clock. In other words, be smart about it. Pick your spots. 1-800-636-8686. Or hit me up on X at Jim Rome. Here's a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. So we're trying to have a conversation, and it's hard to have a conversation about the passing of O.J. Simpson without getting a lot of what I'm getting, because I've been getting it for 30 years. So you can imagine on the day when this guy dies, you're going to get so much more of it. And then you'll get something reasonable like this. BMore_Al writes, quote, "When you look at the totality of it, O.J. was one of the great tragic figures in American lore. Not many figures achieved his heights and depths. May the Goldman and Brown families finally have peace for the horror and the pain that he caused them." That actually is the best submission yet. I know a lot of you are very happy with your Juice Miss submissions and your jokes. That's the best and most reasonable submission yet. And in fact, we were actually talking about this as a staff before. It's so true. Before any of this happened, I know you can't separate the guy from the crimes, the guy from the murders. I'm not even asking you to. But what I would say is, if you're old enough to know, and you probably are, remember this guy. Was there anybody or anything more all-American than O.J. Simpson? Superstar athlete. 2,000-yard rusher. USC icon. Movie star. Pitchman, sideline reporter. The dude was beloved, living his best life, living the life that we all wanted. Good looking, charismatic, with the best jobs imaginable. Who had a better life? So you're so right. It really is one of the great tragic figures of American lore. The guy had everything that we would all want. And look what he ended up with. Look at the choices he made. Look at what he did. I agree. Quote, "May the Goldman and Brown families finally have peace for the horror and the pain that he caused them." Well said. I also mentioned in that opening take, my condolences to his family. The children, the grandchildren, those in the family, they're not responsible for that guy. They're not responsible for those heinous crimes. That's not on them. They had nothing to do with any of it other than they were related to the monster. He ruined their lives too. Not to the extent of the Goldman and Brown families. He didn't end their lives, the family members, his own family. But I'm guessing he ruined their lives too. So I said, my condolences to them. I want to acknowledge that. As far as everything else, it's pretty much fair game. He did murder two people in cold blood. He did get away with it. 1-800-636-8686. Why don't we go to the phones? Let's go to Dom in Erie. Good morning, Dom. How are you?
Hey, Jim. Good. I want to start off by, you know, wishing my condolences to the families affected. What happened was horrible, obviously. But, you know, I'd like to take this opportunity to wish Mary Juicemist to the clones. I was in the kitchen sharpening my knives this morning when I was listening to the news, and I heard the news anchor say, if you're getting ready to kill today, you're probably not Orenthal James Simpson. And I didn't know the phrase run, juice, run meant juice run into the grave. But, who's in the driveway? Oh, a Ford Bronco just pulled up. I guess it's time to die! Well, at least I made it to the 27 Club. Have a good one, Jim.
Yeah, Dom, you have a good one, too. It sounds like you're having a great one. See what I mean? It's if I have any control of this. Hey, Rome, of course you have control of this. It's your show. You can choose to decide which phone calls you want. Which submissions on X you want to read. Really? Because every single phone call and every single submission on X sounds and looks like that. So if you want to hear the sound of my voice and nothing else for 3 hours, that's what you're going to get. Luckily, there will be some other voices. Terry Francona at the top, Kevin Frazier after that. Listen, the beef segment is wide open. I'm not saying you can't talk about this in the beef segment. In fact, you know what? I'm trying to direct you into the beef segment. Go ahead. Talk about it within the beef segment. That's 1040. Dan Hurley, top of hour number three. Let's get another phone call in. Let's go to Little Rock, Arkansas. John in Little Rock. Hey, John, what's good?
I got two gloves that don't fit, but I'm using them well. The throat slicer with the new depth story to tell. I wakey wakey with a fresh glass of juice. Then the slicing starts. As time went on, it was easy to see. I'm better with my K-N-I-V-E. How's OJ doing? I hope really swell. The throat cutter with a new death story to tell.
Dude, how do you not go out with a boombox? I need some more of the boombox to end that thing. Listen, give the guy credit. He threw that together on short notice. John in Little Rock. Hey, when he's good, he's great. And when he's not, he's really not. In market on topic, I suppose. I guess where I come out on this is there is a rule against JN Smack, but is there a rule about using the jingle to incorporate into a parody?
I have type 2 diabetes, but I manage it.
I think he found a loophole. Because that's not technically JN Smack or personal appearance smack. He just lifted the tune. You know, you see that. It's parody. It's a very familiar tune. We know exactly when he started with that, what the tune was. And that's the whole point of a parody. You take another song and you create lyrics to fit that song. I will allow that. John in Little Rock.
Hey, John.
Technically, is he holding a golden ticket? I don't recall. He is. He is already. All right, so once again, I'm setting this up. I'll take your thoughts on this. I'm not going to try to direct or redirect or tell you what's acceptable or what's not. I'm just going to say I'm taking your thoughts on this. Go ahead and react. After 30 years, am I going to try and control this conversation? I mean, to the best of my ability. But go ahead and react to it. I think that I've been pretty reasonable in my reaction. I expect that most of you will not be reasonable in your reaction. I know this. Luckily, Terry Francona gets the next segment. Luckily, Kevin Frazier gets the segment after that. Then you get your segment, the beef segment, 1040. Luckily, Dan Hurley is at the top of hour number three. All of that was planned before this story broke, so I knew today was already a big day. I had no idea it would come off the rails altogether. But that's the job, and somebody's got to do it. Stay tuned. Terry Francona next.